centers here. Okay. And it's like everything in this industry, it seems to be evolving. I mean, we're talking technology, we're talking payments, we're talking everything. Call centers are also changing. How so? How is, and my other thing was, like, because of digital's impact and mobile's impact, how has it evolved? How has it affected the call center business?
Very much the mobile has affected the call center. It used to be the only channel. You went to the branch or you called in and talked to somebody to get a transaction done. That's an expensive channel. Mm-hmm. Call centers are expensive channel, mm-hmm. branches. So as credit unions are trying to get more efficient and reduce their costs, they're looking at other ways. So there's a lot more self-service products that a member has in front of them. But in that, a lot of it's on mobile. They need to get mm-hmm. access to it. So mm-hmm. we're finding more and more trend, especially being a 24/7 call center, that after the credit unions close, how does someone get access to their mm-hmm. online banking? Mm-hmm. How do they get assistance when they're trying to use a self-service, as well as they still do use the phone channel? They have an urgent situation. They want to talk to somebody.
That's right. I mean, that's the whole thing, because we live in this digital age where we're doing everything on social media and email and all this type of stuff. Sometimes it's really nice to talk to somebody over the phone, or obviously in the case of a branch, go in there and see somebody in person. So that's the benefit of a call center. Center, right?
Right. It is. With the whole Apple Pay, when tokenization came out about a year now, if someone has difficulty getting their token to work on their phone, who do they call? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Apple doesn't want them calling them. They want you to call your financial institution. So getting that assistance has really jumped the need for credit unions mm-hmm. to have the call center back up to provide that service, you know, 24/7.
There's a comfort factor there, I think, as well, because if I ever have a problem with Google or something like that, forget it. I'm not talking to a human being ever. But for a credit union who we pride ourselves on service, call centers are still a pretty key ingredient to a credit union success.
Right, right. And they're constantly looking for why are members calling and how can we reduce the simple calls. Mm-hmm. You know, we still get a lot of what's my balance, did this deposit mm-hmm. happen? So we're trying to understand why are they making the calls and how can we make it easier mm-hmm. for the mm-hmm. member that they don't have to make mm-hmm. that phone call.
Okay, let's look forward here for a second, because Co-op Think is obviously about thinking forward here, thinking about new things, trends. What trends do you see in the call center area? I mean, it's always evolving. What are we looking forward to the rest of this year, or even in 2017?
Well, across the industry, the call centers in a credit union are looking at other mechanisms to communicate. So it's chat. You hear a lot about they have chat support in the call center. You have SMS texts in the call center. So it's providing that communication on other channels besides mm-hmm. just a phone. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big video. Oh, cool. A lot of credit unions have gone into mm-hmm. the video. They have mm-hmm. video teller machines, so they can centralize their support more in a call center, but more a teller center on the video. So it's with the new technologies, it's have other ways that we can provide the support for them.
So. We like video. We're very biased on video here at CU Broadcast, obviously. Go figure.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your mission here at Think 16? What do you want to accomplish here? Obviously, getting news out and the latest news and all that type of stuff. What do you want to accomplish here?
It's the connections, the relationships, finding out what their needs are. Are we moving in the direction? Are we providing the support? What support do people need? And, you know, just last night at the welcoming, you know, conference or reception, mm-hmm. someone came and they're sort of, why does this take 2 days to happen? You know, so looking into what can we do to make it easier? Mm-hmm. Can we support them? Mm-hmm. You know, where a credit union may have to provide a support for a member, they're asking, is it something you can mm-hmm. do for us? So it's really finding what the needs are out right. there, and it's different across the board. Right. You know, everybody's at a different place. So are we moving in the right direction? Are we providing the support and the products that the credit unions need from a call center perspective?
Good message to end on. Mm-hmm. Carol, thank you so much.
Well,
always
you,
a cool
Michael.
Stuff. I love talking about this type of stuff because
yeah.
it's, again, it's always changing.
It is.
It's exciting
it's
to see
exciting.
What's around the corner. So
yeah.
well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.